Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Sip and Chew Show on this beautiful December Sunday morning. It's going to be a beautiful Sunday.
But today it's Sip and Sip.
It's all sip. But no, we got some chew here.
Oh, okay.
If you haven't noticed, if you haven't gone to us live on Facebook, we have somebody sitting in this week for Stu Reb Donald while he's still on vacation.
Who would that be,
but
Mike?
He's on his way back. We got the great Roy Sewer from Butch Cassidy's in the house.
Good morning, Roy.
Morning, Roy. Charlie. How you doing this morning? Thank you for getting up early this morning.
Thanks for having me on the show this morning.
Y'all, I don't know how long it's taken me to get Roy to come on this show, but it's taken quite a while.
Okay.
But we're glad to have him here, and we got a lot of things to talk about.
I have a burning question.
What's that?
Was Butch open last night during the ball game?
Oh, yeah. We were open, had the game on.
Yeah.
Turned up loud.
Some parts of town were virtually deserted.
Where I was at didn't have just one or two people.
You didn't ask me that. We didn't have many customers, no.
The roads were – they could have filmed one of those horror science fiction movies, you know, shoot it on the deserted streets.
No, I agree, yeah. Football – people in this town love their football.
Win, lose, or draw, it was an exciting ball game.
That was what I was wanting. If people would ask, I say, I just want a good game and nobody get hurt.
Well, it was a great, great game. It really was, regardless of the outcome. Y'all can see who I'm for, but
I had a cousin in Southern Virginia who I haven't talked to in about 2 years, called me in the middle of the game. Are you watching this ball game? So this is the wildest game I've ever seen. He's a Virginia Tech fan because he lives up in that part of the country.
It was a good game.
It was
a shootout.
It was,
and
that.
Nobody needs to apologize.
No. You know, it's you only can blame the coaches and the kicker. That's the only one you can blame.
Game the person that made the last score won.
Well, I always felt that whoever scored last was going to win last night because it was going back and forth and back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
I keep saying last night, it was yesterday afternoon. So,
and I'll tell you what, those guys in the uniforms, they played their hearts out till the last whistle. I mean, I
agree.
They did.
Nobody folded their tent,
they
and that's
did
to
that.
Their credit.
But anyway, well, Roy, thanks for getting up early this morning, coming in.
Is this early?
I don't know.
It is for Mike.
No, it is for a lot of people.
For Mike, it's late.
A lot of people say, what time's your show come on? I tell them, and they say, oh, no. But, yeah, they'll get up at 3 o'clock and go stand in line at 4 o'clock to buy a crock pot on sale and save $5.
Well, hey.
On Black Friday, but they can't get up and watch a show.
I didn't get in line, but I got me a nice sports coat from Belk's. It was
okay.
I did. I used to pick up something on Black Friday and –
Doorbuster sales.
Yeah. I bought two items, Charlie, at Belk's. I saved $320.
Man, you got a sports coat.
And you didn't have to stand in line.
I got a sports coat and a suitcase.
You didn't have to stand in line, did you?
I did not. Last year I went to Belk's and I had my buggy loaded down with a bunch of goodies. I had some toasters and just all kind of little candy and things I was going to hand out for Christmas. I turned around and my cart was gone.
Oh, no.
Somebody had come
in. I remember you telling me about that.
And
took
I looked
your
and
cart
had,
full of stuff.
No, they took all the stuff out of the cart, put it on the shelf, and my cart was gone. And my stuff was on the shelf, but there was no other cart to be found. So I grabbed a big basket that was for sale, put everything in that big basket, took it up to the counter and checked out. Said, I want all the stuff in the basket. I don't want the basket. Somebody stole my cart.
Man, that's
a horror
story.
People are crazy and sorry at Christmas time, aren't they? Really, really brings the bad spirit sometimes instead of the good spirit. But so, Roy, we were trying to do the math a while ago. You've been in business. Butch Cassidy's has been in business for about 27 years now.
Is it 27 years?
Coming up on April. Did you say 83?
We opened in 1993.
93, so, yeah.
And it's it's gone by rather quick. We have our we had our 25th anniversary, and last night I was selling a 25th anniversary shirt, and I said, "This is like now we, this is like our 28th year," and so it's time to get new T-shirts.
Roy, a lot of restaurants come and go. What do you think? Why do you think Butch Cassidy made it past a quarter century?
I'm still here working hard every day.
Yeah, and, hard work has a lot to do with it.
Very loyal customers. We offer a good value for your money.
Yeah, great food.
Some of my employees I put up with for a long time, and I have a lot of patience with them. And so, you know, you can't have that turnover employees. And
that's right.
So
constant. You need a stable crew, and you got to have a work ethic.
I've got a couple of girls been working for me for well over 20 years, I guess.
That means a lot. It really does. And I mean, you got some kitchen help's been there with you since day one, don't you?
That's right. Yeah. You know, there's been a lot of days where I've like looked at that front door and said, I sure want to go over there and just lock the door and said, gone out of business. See you later.
Well, we're glad you keep coming back.
Yeah. Glad to be here. Yeah. And I want to thank everybody for supporting us. I mean, Mike always says, support local, buy local, and there's a lot to be said for that.
Yep, absolutely.
We've had a lot of construction over here on Florida Street, which is now finished.
And the city didn't really help you out very much.
Spend $2.5 million in front of my business, so.
Yeah, but it took a little while.
I'm pleased with the outcome.
Yeah.
And I'm all for it. It was a need to be done project, so I'm happy for it. You just have to go through some growing pains.
Hey, Mike, can I ask
my
burning question?
Yeah.
When is the Butch Burger going to finally get famous?
Well, Charlie, when we did our 25th anniversary, we scratched out the soon-to-be famous and wrote now famous. So,
all right.
So if you'd been there lately, you would have seen the famous status. If you'd been there lately, you would have seen that.
I don't read signs when I go in a restaurant. I'm usually half-starved.
Well, Charlie, we have a lot of people. They come in, and they know exactly what they're going to order. They don't want to see the menu. It's, oh, no, I don't need to see the menu. Just I know what I want. I want the Butch Burger. I want the club sandwich, whatever.
The last time I was there, it seems like I had a Reuben, which was really good.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's still on the menu or not, because some things do change.
One of my favorite things there is Build Your Own Taco. Mm-hmm. And when I first started hanging out there, I used to order that all the time.
Yeah, but you know how to build your own taco. I, on the other
well,
hand.
Well, they put all the ingredients on the plate for you.
Oh.
I just have to get some extra sometime.
There's some people that just take all that and mush it all up and just eat it as a salad.
There's no wrong way to eat that.
That's true.
No wrong way at all. But
I'm having fun. This is a fun show. I don't know why I waited so long to come on, Mike.
I don't know, man. I've been trying forever, but
somebody's asking you questions.
Yeah, I can't read that far, but that's okay. I'll read it later when I save it to post.
You don't have it on this big screen there?
No, I can't see it.
But so
maybe what, they could call in.
Tell me some of your
343-0106.
Tell us, Roy, some of your background, your previous background before you got in the restaurant business. What did you used to do?
Oh, wow. I've done a little bit of everything. I started off working construction work, did a little seafood peddling, had crab traps out in Mobile Bay. I sold cars. I flipped houses. And when I got in the restaurant business, I had a car lot / restaurant, and the restaurant was struggling, so we'd sell a car, pay the rent, sell a car, pay the payroll, sell a car, pay for the food. But the restaurant made it. The car lot just ran out of cars. Anyway, I wanted to have a bar that to have music, kind of like Florida Bama. I wanted to have a bar that served a good hamburger, Mike, and then. I ended up with a restaurant that served cold beer.
There you go. So what? So that's how you crawled into the restaurant business?
Oh,
like
well,
that? Or
evolved.
Well, I think I was drinking a little bit too much one day, and there was this restaurant for lease, and I signed up for the lease, and I had to go all in.
The rest is history.
Rest is history, Charlie. You're right. I mean, so. Think back on that. I don't know why I did that. It takes a lot of courage for somebody to open up their own business, especially a restaurant.
Oh, especially a restaurant, man. Especially a restaurant. When we come back, I've got so many other burning questions to ask you. So we're going to go away for a little bit.
Can you say the word burning when you're talking to somebody that owns a restaurant? Come on.
Well, you're
I'll be here. I'm not leaving.
Oh, okay.
Give us a call at 343-0106, or you can text us on the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line, folks.
Wow.
See, I got it out. I was telling Jay, I was talking to JT about that the other day. He said, you're getting it.
You know what that means?
What?
Break.
Oh. I didn't know what you were talking about, Charlie. Drinking that wine, drinking that mess, their delight. When he gets drunk, start singing all night. Drinking wine, spooty, ooty, drink wine. Mop, mop. Wine, spooty, ooty, drink wine. Mop, mop. Wine, spooty, ooty, drink wine. Mop, mop. Pass that bottle to me. Drinking wine, spooty, ooty, drink wine. Mop, mop. Wine, spooty, ooty, drink wine. Mop, mop. Wine, spooty, ooty, drink wine. Mop, mop. Pass that bottle to me.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hi, my name is Alon Shaya from Stratton, New Orleans, and you're listening to Sip and Chew from Mike and Stu.
Yes, you are. And we're here because of fine people like Tony Sawyer at Bob's Downtown Diner at the corner of Fat and Happy. And I'm going to tell you, it's been a couple of weeks, but I got to get back by there.
I was going to ask you, you've frequented that corner before, haven't you?
I've worked that corner a good bit. So, but it's so much fun because you got Marcus out on the sidewalk playing music all day long. And he's a great musician, entertainer as well. And we are certainly here because of the fine folks at Hall's Sausage out of Chickasaw, locally owned and made. Hey, Roy, y'all try some of their sausage.
I'll be happy to try.
Get some samples. Yeah. So maybe we can get some samples over there for you.
Well, you know, Monday, tomorrow, we do red beans and rice and Duncan County sausage, so it'd be nice to have red beans and rice and Hall's local sausage sometime.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about the time frame that you've been open, your menu. How much has it evolved and about how many items did you start out with and compared to what you got now?
Well, when we opened, Regina was the cook there, and we had some ideals to put on the menu, and she would hold me back. She says, Roy, we got to crawl before we walk.
Mm-hmm.
And so we started off with maybe less than 10 items on the menu, and now we are well over 40 items.
Yeah. Well, I've watched you, you know, add that entire seafood line you got, and folks, if the batter is so darn good on that seafood, it really is, and there's nothing skimpy about it either. You don't skimp. You give people, I think, way more than their money's worth. But don't stop doing that just because I said, because you give a lot of food.
Raise the price just a little bit.
and then a couple of years ago, you added brunch. Yeah. And that's been a boomer for you, hasn't it?
The Sunday brunch has been really good. People love to go out to have brunch. I think it's an excuse for them to just go out and drink all afternoon.
Start drinking at 10 a.m.?
do it if it's just lunch. You got to go to brunch to drink all day. You can't go to lunch and do it.
Now, when you added brunch, you added some adult beverages then?
Just the mimosas.
Poinsettias and...
You know, it's just that people really, really, they just enjoy coming to brunch. They like the crab cakes and the eggs benedict, a few quiche, a few of the items we have.
I love these fried grits.
Oh, yeah.
The fried grits are incredible. Mm-hmm. If you hadn't had them, they're triangle shaped, Charlie, and they're delicious. Oh, my God.
So, without revealing any secrets, how do you do fried grits? You boil them first and then fry them?
Well, I boil them a day ahead of time. I make the grits a day ahead of time, we put them in a sheet pan.
Okay.
And just let them rest in that sheet pan, and they'll firm up. And then you cut them, put a little breading on them, and deep fry them.
Wow.
They're delicious.
Sounds good.
There's no secret to it.
I didn't.
Anybody
want
ever
to,
wants
you know,
to know, just ask me.
I was going to say, I didn't want you to give away any trade secrets.
There's no trade secret.
Charlie, if you want a big, hearty lunch, Monday's red beans and rice, that they put a piece of sausage on there as they serve it on an oval plate, first of all, a platter. And then so, the sausage link is as long as the platter is. So wow. you get a lot of sausage with your red beans and rice.
Probably see Charlie there tomorrow.
Could be.
You don't see, you know, I go into places, I see red beans and rice. There's a lot of rice. There's a lot of beans. But you don't see much sausage. They already cut it up and put it in the, you know, in the bean mix. There you cut your own. There he gives you a big old long hearty piece of sausage, and you just cut it whatever size you want. And that's what do you think your biggest special daily special item is Monday through Friday? Which one sells the most?
Mike, there's two of them that really probably sell really good, and the red beans and rice and sausage is one of them. The people just show up for that. On Wednesdays we do black-eyed peas, rice, and fried pork chops.
Mm-hmm. Wow!
And that's become known as Pork Chop Day. It's Pork Chop Day. We're here for
I'm working across the bay on that day. I don't get to come on Wednesdays.
We serve the pork chops till 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, that's true.
I wasn't hungry until you showed up, Roy.
Well.
Now, normally on Sunday mornings, you're at your church. Well, the first Sunday.
The first Sunday at Our Lady of Lourdes. We've moved it to the second Sunday. Lou Lartigue and David Lanier and something. We just got a great crew of guys down there. We cook up some breakfast. So anybody for $5, you're welcome to come to Our Lady of Lourdes Church on the second Sunday of every month. And for $5, you get this great big spread that we put out.
A week from today,
so maybe we'll call in.
We didn't mess that up for you today. I was concerned about that because I've tried to get you on before, and I said, I've got to cook. I got to go cook at the church. And
I can always come up with an excuse not to come. Today, you know, when I leave here, I got to go straight to the restaurant. So, you know.
Yeah.
They'll be sitting out there. The help will be waiting for me to unlock the door, let them in so they can get started. But I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely.
So somebody listening could continue the conversation in a little while down at the restaurant.
That's right. Yes, I'll be there.
So what intrigued you to add the brunch part to your menu?
Well,
what was your inspiration?
That's a good question. I hired Michelle Estes from Cafe 615, and she was known for a brunch there and a She was anxious to get a brunch started at Butch Cassidy's, and I was all in with it, and the rest is history. Thanks, Michelle, for that.
I see she's got a book out now.
I believe so. Yeah. Restaurants for real.
Yeah. I love watching people
buy two copies. It'll make a great Christmas gift for a family member.
Absolutely. I love people writing. There are a lot of people who write cooking books are not actually trying to what I'm trying to say is not only try to teach you recipes and ways to cook, but they share their experiences with you, and that's what I like to hear, is the human side of everything. And
like, where'd you eat?
Well, her book, I believe, was geared towards the back of the house, the kitchen staff, and the things that maybe you don't really see on these TV shows about restaurants. You see a lot of front house stuff, but
I think Anthony Bourdain made that popular too, and what he did with Kitchen Confidentials, and then to see someone, especially Kitchen someone we know like Michelle Estes, write a book on her own as well, about it, and she's, I mean, it's a great. I enjoy hearing those stories, what goes on in the back, and some of them are funny, and then some of them.
Well, her book is funny.
Is it very funny?
And there's some hilarious stuff that happens in a kitchen.
I know, with my experience in the restaurant business, yes, there are a lot of funny things that happen.
You have to have fun with it, fun here, even at your show right here. This is fun. We're making.
We got Charlie back here.
Hey, but running a restaurant is not easy work if you're going to make it happen.
No, it's not easy. You gotta dedicate a lot of time. You got a lot of customers complaining, and you just have to listen to them and say, Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, customer's always right.
Customer's always right. You're right about that. And then, you know, you win when you get that customer to come back. When you make the customer happy and they keep coming back and they bring other friends and relatives, you've won. Not that this is a competition, but the fact that you keep that customer and retain that customer and they keep coming back. You know, you're not going to have a incident-free day or week or whatever.
That's right, Money.
And things are going to happen.
I would say we win our customers one customer at a time.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll have – I mean, that day – today I may have a customer that's never been there. They come in today. We win them over today, and then we got a customer for the next years. You know, they love it. They fall in love with it. So you get them one at a time. You got to win your customers one at a time.
If we have some of those snowbirds that are maybe just in for the season or maybe for the weekend, how can they find Butch Cassidy?
Well, they can get on their Google and search the best hamburger in Alabama, and it should take them right to Butch Cassidy's Cafe over on 60 North Florida Street in between Dauphin and Old Shell Road.
Yeah. So get off
We have people come in all the time. They're passing through, and they on their Google, they search best burger, and they come right to Butch Cassidy's, and I'll go around and try to talk to my customers when they come in, and they tell me all the time, well, our phone brought us here. This is how we
– Nothing wrong with that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. It really is. And hey, you might need to treat Google to a free burger one day if anybody ever comes in.
Next time
the
Google car is down.
Google's probably got more money than I do. Goodness.
Well, they could afford to come in then.
I think, yeah, they should. They've probably been in.
Yeah. I see the little cars riding around all the time.
That's Google Earth taking pictures.
All right, 343-0106. We're going on break. When we come back, we're going to talk some more to Roy Seaver, the world famous Butch Cassidy's famous hamburgers.
What's this? This is juice. Uh-oh.
I don't like juice.
Chicken, ice cream, fish.
I like ice cream.
What's this?
This is juice. Uh-oh.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey, guys, it's Chef Chris Sherrill, and I'm here with Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Hey, there's Chris Sherrill, a fellow world food champion chef.
How about that?
So we're going to talk about it in a minute, but... First, we got a caller up here. I want to get on the line. Tracy? Good morning, Tracy. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning, Mike and Stu and Roy. I'm glad to hear you guys on the radio.
Thank you.
I listen to you guys every Sunday.
We're glad to hear you.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to say I love Roy's brunch.
Isn't it great?
The crab cakes, and the poached eggs. I forget the name, but I get that every time, and it's just wonderful.
Thank you.
I seem to get the. Are you a creature of habit? You get the same thing all the time, Tracy.
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
Trying to think the name. Okay, Corral crab cake.
Is that name of? Is that the name of? I always get the chicken and waffles. I'm gonna try something different.
Crab cake Benedict. When I have an opportunity to get them.
Yeah, I always say I'm gonna try something different this time, and I end up getting chicken and waffles.
How was it?
Oh my God, it's heavenly.
Is it really?
It's
okay,
heavenly.
we'll have to work on that. Roy, I know you know Carl, so
yes,
we're going to try to come to brunch today.
Well, I'll be there.
I'll get him to get that, and I'll get my usual, and we can share.
Hey, that's a good idea.
This week we're taking and putting that crab cake on top of a hamburger with a fried green tomato, remoulade sauce, bacon, arugula. And we're calling it the Krabby Burger.
I thought to myself, man, I don't even need a fork to do.
Will it
to
make
eat
you
that.
Crabby?
That's crazy, but it sounds good.
It's amazing, yes.
I'll have to try that.
Good Sunday.
Hey, thank you for calling in, Tracy. Have a good day.
Hey, Roy, that wasn't inspired by SpongeBob SquarePants, was it?
Well, if long as nobody's listening, yes, it was.
The Krabby Burger.
Yeah. Hey,
well, I think his is the Krabby Patty, but so.
Yeah. Well. Maybe they stole it from you.
We got Tony calling in. Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Hey, Tony Sawyer.
Hey, Tony.
Y'all doing all right today?
We're doing great, man. We're doing great. It's going to turn out to be a beautiful day, isn't it?
Awesome. Yes, sir. It sure is. Yeah, definitely get over to Butch Cassidy's and try some of that great brunch over there. I was over there a few weeks ago and had a fabulous meal with one of my chefs over here, Ducky.
Old Ducky. Ducky sauce, Ducky.
Yeah, Ducky sauce. Hey, just real quick, guys. Today is World AIDS Awareness Day and Dining Out for Life. So if y'all are aware of that, there are some restaurants that are participating to help raise some money for AIDS awareness here in Mobile County.
Okay. What can we do to help?
You can go on to Facebook, go Dining Out for Life or AIDS Alabama South, and visit some participating restaurants. One is the Blind Mule here at Bob's. OK Bike Shop, Time to Eat Cafe, several other restaurants are participating this year. And what we do is we try to raise awareness for AIDS. And if you guys aren't aware, Mobile County is number one in the state of Alabama with reported HIV and AIDS cases. And there are people out there that just can't afford medication. So what we do is we raise a little bit of money to help fund that so that people can afford that medication.
Okay.
Well, that snuck up on me this year. I usually hear about that every year. We'd like to say something on the radio about it, but it kind of snuck up on us this year.
Hey, Bob, I got a question for you. This is Charlie.
Tony, yes, sir.
You guys are own competing restaurants. Are you all comfortable actually talking to one another?
That's a good question.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, sir.
I don't think we compete.
I have all the respect in the world for Roy and what he's accomplished.
Well, I look over there, and I figured Roy'd be scowling and have a frown on his face because you were on the phone. But, oh, no, he's all smiles, and I know you are, too.
Charlie, I was going to say when I seen Tony calling in, is I heard he's going to put some Nashville hot chicken on his menu down there at Bob's downtown, and I can't wait to get down there and try it myself.
You didn't give away a secret, did you?
I hope it's not a secret.
That's Mobtown hot chicken, baby.
Mobtown hot chicken, okay.
Is it kind of like Nashville hot chicken? I'm confused.
It is. Yeah, but this is our answer. You know, with all the hoopla going around, Popeye's chicken sandwich and whatever that is, I haven't had it, so I just wanted to throw something out there. Yeah, make it like a Mobtown hot chicken sandwich.
I like that. I like a good hot fried chicken with spices in it.
It's got a little bit of heat to it, I can tell you that.
So do you guys ever go around incognito and check out other places?
All the time.
Personally, I don't. I go who I am and where where I want to visit.
But, you know,
local restaurants.
You know, you can't eat the same place all the time. You know, you got to get out and try different places. And, you know, you got to see what's going on with the pulse in the restaurant business. You know?
Well, yeah, that too. I mean, I want to support local and eat local too, just as well as everybody else.
Hey, I like that concept.
Yeah, you ought to take it up one day.
I can only eat so much is my problem. I eat one or two meals a day, and that's it. So I don't.
Well, that's why we have Mike here to pick up the slack.
That he does.
There's so many restaurants I want to go out and try.
You guys have a great day.
Tony, right, Tony, thanks for letting us know about that.
Well, tell everybody where you're located.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm on 263 St. Francis Street, St. Francis and Jackson. I call that the corner of Fat and Happy right downtown.
That's about two blocks west of the square.
Something like that. It's yeah.
What are your hours there at Bob's, Tony?
We do 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m.
And you have breakfast all day?
We do breakfast all day, and we also do lunch, and then lunch special meat and stew on Monday through Friday.
And you still do the bottomless mimosa, or did somebody drink you out of business?
Well, that's ABC kind of helped us out on that one, told us we couldn't do that, so we stopped doing that. Now we're just doing $1.50 mimosas on Saturdays and Sundays from 10 to 2.
Mm-hmm. Got to love the ABC board.
Yeah, well, they are what they are.
No comment.
All right, brother. Thanks again for letting us know this.
Thanks, guys.
Keep up
Thanks.
The hard work,
Have a great
Tony.
Day.
All right. You know, was talking about Charlie. I got a great picture of Roy,
mm-hmm.
JT, John Thompson at Callahan's.
Yeah.
And David Rass at Heroes.
So were they arm wrestling?
And no, they were standing there with their arms around each other. It was my 60th birthday, actually.
Okay. Well, that's quite a present.
And so I dubbed them the Burger Kings.
Well,
the
all
three
right.
Burger Kings. And so we can throw a few other people in that mix.
Yeah, I think Tony could get in there. We'll have to invite him to your next birthday.
There you go.
My next landmark birthday party. So anyway, we were talking about Chris Sherrill popped up a while ago, the World Food Championship. And I remember you got involved in that last year.
I did.
And you jumped in with both feet, and now you're kind of addicted to it, aren't you? And,
well, I enjoy competing, and I enjoy cooking. So we were invited back to the World Food Championship this year in Dallas, and I loaded up all my good stuff and flew out to Dallas and give it my best shot. Day one, Mike, they calling out all the winners, and they were calling out number three and number two, and I'd given up hope and thinking there's always next year, and Lord and behold, they called out my name as first place winner.
That was awesome. That was so
round
awesome
one
to
in
see
the World
here.
Food Championship, and I was just I'm so excited. And
that was the burger category.
It was a Cuban sandwich, and I did a signature sandwich, which was a brunch on a bun.
Wow!
And the Cuban sandwich was number one in the world. The brunch on a bun, maybe number three in the world.
Mm.
Wow! So that's why I said wow. And
I was watching impressive
guys' grocery games the other night, and there was a guy on there from in the sandwich category, but from another year.
Right?
No. I'll take that bacon. The bacon category. I think it was from 2 years ago when he won down in Orange Beach. He was on there. He was the world champion in baking with bacon in the world. So these people are out there. That's how important the World Food Championship
is.
It's
a big event. I'm looking forward to going back to Dallas next year and competing again.
That'd be awesome.
I think a lot of people discovered South Alabama as a place to come dine too.
We're getting that, Charlie. We've got some great restaurants that are opening up. We've got a renaissance going on, not with only food, but with music as well.
Absolutely.
We got a great music scene. And I listened to Simone the other night, and she was awesome. And
you know, Simone used to work for us at Bitchcast.
You told me that.
Her father used to clean kitchens way back in the day is how I met that family. And Simone was over at our house visiting with her father one day, and she was just a little girl, and she was sitting on the couch, and all she wanted to do when she grew up was to work at Butch Cassidy's. I remember that day.
That's awesome.
And she did. Her dream come true. Now we're real pleased to have her performing out in Mobile, doing a good job with her singing career.
She's got a phenomenal voice. Phenomenal. Folks, if you ever hear the name Simone playing at a local establishment, go out there and support that local establishment. And
do you know where she's playing?
She was playing at Mancy's the other night. Wow. And on Thanksgiving night, and it was packed. She can draw them in. She can draw them in.
Didn't all that tradition start with a young Elvis playing at Jack's on the Causeway?
I don't know. That's a long time ago.
Back when I was a youth.
Well, you got to start somewhere. Jimmy Buffett
started.
This was
Elvis. This was his stomping grounds here.
Yeah.
Jimmy Buffett started at Admiral's Corner. He always credited the gentleman who owned the Admiral Sims for giving him a chance to come over there and play. They needed the name that put a plaque in there or something, historical marker saying this is where Jimmy Buffett got started at.
That was after he graduated from Southern Mississippi.
I don't know. He was
my alma mater.
I think he was a high school student when he used to play there he was at McGill. He used to play there. What he says in one of his books, anyway. So
Jimmy, if you're listening, call in.
Yeah, just stop by.
Yeah,
swing in, say hi. But what's on the horizon? What's next, Roy?
What's next for me? Well, May I'm going to Sicily.
Yeah,
I'm going to do a little visiting, see some of my heritage over there.
So you're not going over there to do research then?
Maybe research retiring there. It looks like I've been watching videos. I think I can fall in love with that place.
Open to Butch Cassidy's in Sicily.
Maybe work there as a bartender.
Okay. Well,
we're good things to come. We got the street opened up. We're excited about that. We're anything new happening, you just have to tune in. We're going to still keep shoveling out the good food.
Well, we're about to go on break, and I want to talk to you about that in that area.
And I want to thank you for the long affiliation with this radio station.
This radio station, love it. 3430106 is the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line, or you can call us on that number, and then give us a call if you got any questions for Roy or myself.
Yeah, call on in. Thank you.
Folks down in Georgia, they can't make up their mind. You can give it to them sweet or spicy, and they'll say that tastes all right.
And you might think the South Carolinians are just a little bit off. Would you believe their barbecue's yellow with a mustard sauce?
Pork shoulder is the cut of choice in Mississippi, and they fried themselves on barbecue that's totally vinegary.
In Louisiana, them Cajuns, they like to spice it up. They like to spice it up.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey, this is Patty from the warehouse, and you're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Woohoo! Love me some patty cakes. Patty cakes. She always brings a bunch of stuff in here to eat that's bad for you. No, it tastes good.
Invite me on when Patty's coming, Mike.
Okay. Roy, we were talking a second ago about the construction on Florida Street.
Okay.
And I know that. That was a year and a half of hell almost,
and two years,
and
so people had trouble getting to your place during part of that time.
But they've gotten there.
Yeah,
past year people would park at Publix and walk over.
Mm-hmm.
And
so what did they do? Widen the road or just improve the whole thing?
We had a drainage problem, and they're trying to relieve the drainage problem. And at the same time, everybody else wanted to jump in. The water company wanted to fix their water pipes.
While they had the street open, yeah, I guess. So,
we've got new telephone lines, new telephone poles, new street lights, sidewalk on each side of the street.
Wow.
It just looks great. If y'all hadn't been down there, come on.
Well, you don't want to dress it up too much.
It looks great. My ideal, I would like to see from one end of Florida Street all the way to the other would be palm trees. It's just Florida Street, palm trees.
That makes sense. kind of like they do in Santa Monica.
We would like to, if we could do a fundraiser, maybe we're talking about kicking off a Florida Street Fest, maybe end of March, 1st of April.
Florida Street Crawl, is there enough businesses to do a crawl?
Yeah, we could crawl from CVS to Wimpy's Floor Center.
Yeah.
So, you know, with all the construction in that little area, someone dubbed that area as Flow Shell Road.
Flow Shell Road. Okay.
And so right there where Florida and O'Shell combine and meet at, that area has grown like crazy.
It is really nice.
Yeah.
We've been there a long time, and it's really turning around. It's really we got all kind of shops there. New restaurants coming in. We got a Greek restaurant, Taco Mama, Rock and Roll Sushi's right there.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention Ashland Midtown Pub. So it's a good area to come if you're wanting to dine out. Cammy's always serving up some good ice cream right there on the corner.
Got some good barbecue across the street from
it? Oh, yeah, Bay Barbecue. Really good barbecue. I think it's like a Jamaican-style barbecue. It's got a good rub on at the end of it. It's fall off the bone. Albert does a great job with that. He's new to the street. I'm glad to have him. He's putting in a fine outdoor deck there. So looking, hopefully in a couple of weeks he'll have that open.
Mm-hmm. Well, that leads me to something I've read about and wondered about, and that is that it's actually good business when a group of different kind of restaurants are all sort of clustered in the same area.
I agree, Charlie.
Because, I mean, while you're competing with each other, you're also bringing each other customers.
I would hate to think that we're competing against each other. I want to think we're helping each other.
Yeah.
You certainly are that. Now, during the and talk about helping each other, during the construction, a lot of restaurants got on social media and posted, you know, about, hey, you know, it's hard to get in and out of Butch Cassidy's. Y'all get over there and make sure you support them. And
they,
and Callahan's was one, and Callahan's, David Rass was one, and Tony was one. And
they JT at Callahan's, he kicked off something on social media back last October, and it just went viral. He was like, go down, support my friend over there at Butch Cassidy's. Road construction is really hindering his business. And so, like you said, it got shared with Tony, shared it, and it just went crazy viral. And from that day, that afternoon, we had a line at the door for 2 weeks, people trying to get in there and eat with us. And it was just overwhelming, the support of the community and that we have had through this construction.
Yeah, because that construction had the potential of closing you down.
It was scary at first. Yeah. It was really scary. A business just dropped completely off. They had to street close from one end to the other, and we had nothing. It wasn't looking good.
We're speaking for a bunch of people. We would say we're glad that that didn't happen, that you persevered.
We couldn't have done it without the support of the community, and the social media was a big part of that.
So any plans of expansion or more restaurants?
You know, I'm looking at doing some outdoor seating right now.
No.
They've got the street looking good, and there's a little I need to do a little work to my parking lot, and maybe add some outdoor seating. I like keeping it small.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you keep it manageable.
I think so.
I saw one restaurant over in Pensacola back in the day that was a Mexican cuisine or Tex-Mex, and very successful restaurant. They doubled the size of the dining room, but they did not increase the size of the kitchen. So guess what happened to the service? It took a lot longer to get your food,
mm-hmm.
and it actually wound up hurting the business.
A lot of restaurants do that.
Yeah, so you've got to be careful.
And some open a second restaurant, and to me that kind of dilutes with the same concept. Now, if you open a second one with a whole different theme and idea, then it doesn't hurt. But
like
when
Colonel
you try
Dixie
to,
did?
When you try to duplicate the exact same thing, you're diluting the quality, I think.
Well, at Butch Cassidy's, since day one, we've always said we cook our food to order, Charlie. So you possibly could come in, and there could be a day you might have to wait 45 minutes for a hamburger, but that's your hamburger. It was cooked for you, off the grill, fresh for you. So we've always said robbing a train takes time and preparation. So do our burgers.
Food worth eating is worth waiting for.
It's on the front of the building when you come in. It's on the front of the building that everything's cooked to order. We have it on the front of the menu.
Sure.
It's on the tabletop. So if you come to Butch Cassidy's and it's busy, just be patient.
So you don't have a whole line of burgers there being kept hot under a heat?
No, sir. When we get to your ticket, we put it on the grill, and it's cooked fresh for you.
And it shows.
The seafood as well. Everything's cooked. The red beans and rice and sausage, when you order that, we put the sausage on the grill when you order it.
I got to say on the seafood part, it really amazed me how good your seafood is there. And it's the crab claws are really nice size. The shrimp are nice size. The batter is phenomenal.
Thank you.
And I was just blown away. You know, some people's like, just it's another Me Too item on the menu. No, yours is outstanding. It really is.
I would put my crab claws and seafood up against anybody in town. I'd compete with that. I think I could get a blue ribbon on my.
I was going to say that's laying
seafood.
Down the gauntlet.
I got it. I'm up for the challenge. Anybody listening?
he's a competition fool now.
Yeah. In the last 30 seconds, Roy. Listening to the show.
Okay.
Come by your place this week and say they heard it on the radio. Would you be up for maybe autographing something for them?
I'll get there. We do a picture on their cell phone with them. I'll be happy to give an autograph. I know you got your pen out, Charlie, and you want my autograph. I don't mind.
As soon as we get to the commercial.
All right, folks, get out there, support Roy, support local, be local, support all our sponsors.
And who is Roy
all the sponsors
with?
of this show and this station. And, yeah, support Butch Cassidy, yes.
Absolutely.
And get out there.
And support Tony down at the corner of Fat and Happy.
Absolutely. Support them all.
His Nashville hot chicken.
There you go. We're going to try that. Have a good day, folks. Provolone.
Provolone. It's a mandatory provolone, Roy.
Oh, provolone.